Well, our guest in the cafe today is Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, I went to the meeting here recently that Mayor Wyman Williams and Dr. Mark Reed had for the City of Commerce, just asking for general ideas about how to make commerce better. But you're doing something quite similar to that with Commerce ISD, and you're going to have a series of meetings then during the month of November.
Yes, sir. Now, understand that the meeting that we had with the city and with the college was an awesome experience. Uh-huh. At the same time, we're trying to get input from the community and our parents on what they want our kids to look like when they graduate high mm-hmm. school. What should be our vision for our students? What are our goals? So we're trying to get the community and parents to help us develop that.
So you're focused more so on the outcome of their education, the product that you are producing, which is the students who graduate from Commerce High School, ultimately.
Yes, sir, because if I can figure out the outcome, what the community wants those students to look like, I can figure out the process to get there. But I need more than just me to develop what that vision is going to be.
So you did a survey of the public.
Yes, sir.
And what were some of the things that you were asking about?
We asked for what did they look for in their students, what did they think about with their kids, what kind of teachers did they like. We actually asked a lot of those same questions of the students themselves. What made class fun to them? What made it engaging? What were some of the extracurricular activities that they wanted that we might not have? So we tried to put in a lot of different things just to try to get an overall feel of what they thought and what their ideas were. And we're hoping to take that and take it out to the community in those four different mm-hmm. meetings. And then we can let the community look at that. Well, this is what our students, this is what our teachers, this is what some of our parents and community members, what do you think about it?
How many responses did you get back?
I can't tell you at this time. I don't know for sure.
Felt pretty good about it, though?
Yes, sir. Very good.
Pretty good.
Early on when I looked at it, we had over 100 community responses, and there was over a week left. And we sent out a lot of messengers and other things at that
right.
time. So I don't know what the end total
well,
was.
Well, anyone who's ever done a survey knows that response rate is tough.
Yes, sir.
And getting people to respond. So, you know, if you got 20%, you know, you're probably doing pretty good.
Now, we did great on the kids. We got the students to respond.
Is that right?
Yes,
they're
sir.
Eager.
Yeah, well, they were eager, and we also set aside time in some of the class periods to get them to do it.
Well, you have a captive
yes,
audience. That we're talking with Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Now, you also surveyed your teachers and staff.
Yes, sir. We wanted to get their input there. They're down there in the trenches. They know a lot of what's going on in the classroom and what some of our students' needs are. So we're actually meeting with them Wednesday night, tomorrow night, from 4 to 6. We're providing dinner and daycare, and it's a chance for us to try to pull all our ideas together and give us a place and a framework to start working on. We're also hoping to get some groups together that are passionate about some of the projects that we want and invite those people to be involved in the process.
And part of that discussion has to do with how to work with A&M Commerce, the university, because Dr. Keck has stepped in and offered the university's partnership
yes,
with
sir.
Commerce ISD.
And we're trying to develop proposals for him on what our teachers, what the research, what the data, what our students say that we need, and then base those proposals on those needs.
Now, one of the things that you're hoping to achieve is to have the Commerce ISD recognized as a district of innovation. This will be
yes,
a
sir.
State designation?
Yes, sir. There's quite a few districts doing it right now, but we did get our board to approve a resolution to allow us to proceed. There's two specific areas that we're looking at. One, to give us some flexibility with the calendar. Right now, by law, you have to start the fourth Monday in August. That would give us some flexibility to start earlier or later, and then maybe have some different breaks. The other big thing that we're really looking at is it also allows us to certify our own teachers. Right now, a teacher has to have a Texas teaching certificate in order to teach. Well, if we can certify somebody that's a master plumber or a cosmetologist, those people could come into our schools and mm-hmm. teach those certification courses, and our kids would be able to graduate with something besides just a diploma, maybe a certificate, something along those lines, where they can go straight into the workforce.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking at expanding vocational education in various ways.
Yes, sir.
And the district's already been doing some things in that for
yes, sir,
a couple of years.
Yes, sir, but we've been sort of hamstrung in some ways in that to be a certified Texas teacher, you have to have
right.
a master's, you have to pass the test. There's so many different things you have to do. This would, in just those specific areas, allow us to certify other people that could also give our kids information, knowledge, and certifications.
Okay. So now these community meetings are when and where?
Let's see. Mount Moriah Baptist Church is November the 7th at 6 o'clock. On November the 9th, we're meeting at the First United Methodist Church at 6 o'clock. On November the 14th, we're meeting at Texas A&M University Commerce Sam Rayburn Center at 6 o'clock. And on November the 15th, we're meeting at the First Baptist Church at 6 o'clock.
So just to give people multiple options, when and where to...
We want to spread them out all over town and then on different days at the same time. So it gave us some flexibility and gave parents and community members flexibility too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like a lot of things going on in Commerce.
Yes, sir.
These days.
It's exciting. Yeah, it's extremely exciting.
So kind of a new level of energy we haven't seen for a while.
Yes, sir.
All right,
we're
great.
Trying.
Good. Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you, sir.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.